welcome to another episode of Kristen's Corner with your host, Kristen Phillips Hill. As the state senator for the residents of Southern York County, we are really a microcosm for the rest of the state when it comes to what our region has to offer. We have rich farmland. We have vibrant tourism and outdoor recreation, strong commercial and business districts, and a robust manufacturing sector. Today's podcast episode focuses on the latter. Roughly one in five jobs in our Commonwealth is directly attributed to manufacturing. And last year, Senate Majority Leader Kim Ward asked me to chair the Manufacturing Caucus because she knew how important this industry is to the people of the 28th District. I was very happy to do so. And in that mission, we've accomplished a lot of things for this industry at the state level. And along the way, I've met some fascinating people, including today's guest, Bruce Newell. Bruce, welcome to the program. Can you give our listeners a quick update? Who you are, your background, what your organization does for manufacturing here in South Central Pennsylvania?
Sure. And thank you very much for the invite today. I appreciate it greatly. I love the opportunity to talk about manufacturing in general and in South Central PA in particular. So it's exciting to be here. From my background, so I go all the way back. I graduated from Penn Trafford High School, went to IUP. So I'm a product of the state system here in Pennsylvania. Accounting and finance, started my career at Deloitte & Touche. I had grown up in a family machine shop. And after a year plus of being in the audit, very corporate world, I really missed making things. So I left that career path and kind of took off the shirt and tie and put on the jeans and t-shirt and went back into the manufacturing sector. So I started back in that small machine shop. I think we were about 300,000 in sales and three employees when I went in with no idea exactly how I was going to make a living. Turned that into a 20-person, you know, $3 million organization. Started another manufacturing company doing assembly work. Built that to a 40-plus person organization. Sold that and then started another manufacturing company doing much more complicated integrated work. That was AMI. That was opened in 2007. And my partner and I, when we started AMI, had said, we really want to build this. It doesn't need us anymore. And we spent a lot of time building a great team and good product and a great customer base. And we did a really good job of it not needing us on the day to day. And I found myself a little anxious and honestly a little bit bored. And I was looking for another opportunity. I wanted to maintain being in the manufacturing sector in some way. And it was interesting. The only places I was willing to look were Pittsburgh, Hawaii. I've traveled there a lot and it's a great place. And York. I had been out here a lot for business development and had kind of fallen in love with South Central PA. And so when I started to look for new and unique things to do, this was one of the only three places I was willing to look. And the Mantec CEO president position came up. I honestly didn't know a lot about it when I applied. And I went from kind of throwing my hat in the ring to the end of the process. Would have been very disappointed had I not gotten the opportunity, because I really felt the position was well suited for me. And so I started and thankfully I was given that opportunity. In December 1st, 2020, I started my tenure at Mantec. So I kind of went from the client of a Mantec to, you know, the Mantec side of the table. Mantec is one of the seven industrial resource centers here in Pennsylvania. We cover nine counties over South Central PA. We're not for profit. We were created by the PA legislature in 1988, and we are the only program. I hope I don't misspeak here. I believe we're the only program completely dedicated to the manufacturing sector. There's a lot of other people that also support that space, but we're the only ones that is our space. And so our role is to support small to medium-sized manufacturers in South Central PA to help them strive, thrive, grow, compete. We want to be their resource. When they don't have an internal resource, if I can create a perfect environment for Mantec, every small manufacturer, when they can't do it themselves in-house, they'll say, call Mantec, they'll help us. And we will find them the right resource, whether it's in-house or an outside third party that we have vetted and used over hundreds of iterations in the past. So that's our role, and it's very exciting. And I see such a vibrant sector here and great manufacturers. So it's really cool. I've loved my job for 30 years, and this is the most fun I've ever had going into work.
I absolutely love hearing that. My introduction to manufacturing was through my uncle's machine shop, and I loved it. And I also love York, and we have this incredible history in the manufacturing space. And I agree with you. It's one of the best places you could possibly want to live, work, and raise a family. Along the lines of legislative accomplishments in the last year, what would you rank as the top among them from a manufacturing perspective?
So I always have to be careful because we are a very bipartisan program.
Absolutely.
So certainly anything, I think a lot of people would say a reduction in the income tax rate for corporations was CNI was a win. I won't give a personal opinion on that, but certainly we have some of our clients that have appreciated that. So I would say that has been a very solid. I think there has been so much in getting through COVID. I've probably been less focused on pure legislation as much as the ever-changing environment and trying to help manufacturers navigate through that. I mean, the federal level, the PPP program really did keep some places afloat. So, yeah, I would say there's been a lot of support in general in understanding how important this sector is and trying to make sure it stays vibrant through very difficult times and turbulent waters, to say the least.
Well, and I think this caucus is bipartisan, and it's really about awareness. Earlier this month, we were able to celebrate Manufacturing Week in Pennsylvania. Your team held a big conference in York a few weeks ago. Would you talk to us a little bit about that and what came out of that conference?
So we held our annual conference. This year it was our Smart Conference. It's our first live event since, of course, March 2020, as we all kind of have that date now pegged in our memories. And so it was originally supposed to take place in March. And of course, there was this Omicron thing and we pushed it again. So we had it in October, which was perfect. I think what came out of that, we had great attendance. We had great content from both our manufacturers who provided, you know, seminars on everything from ERP implementation to dynamic pricing strategies, cybersecurity concerns, adoption of technology. So I was really proud of our content and our team that put that together. We brought in a keynote from the outside, which was new to ManTech. Usually we've just kind of tapped some very local resources, and we wanted to take a little bigger swing at this conference. David Burrell came in, and I think what came from that is, first of all, if you're a half glass empty person, you may have been terrified by David's presentation. If you're a glass half full, and that's kind of where I sit in that world, what I saw was all the macro demographics that are positive exist here in South Central PA, from weather to population to infrastructure to access to education. And I take that inventory, and I don't have a perfect plan on how to fully leverage that, but I would rather have that inventory of positive assets than one of negative. So for me, what came from that was, one, the manufacturing sector is strong and thriving, as we saw from our attendees. And then two, boy, we are so well situated right here to be the place that makes things for everybody on a worldwide basis if we can figure out how to harness all that energy and asset base.
I couldn't agree with you more. I left there pretty invigorated. Thank you for allowing me to attend, and felt as if Pennsylvania and South Central Pennsylvania, York County specifically, is sort of the epicenter of all good things. And that gives me a lot of hope. So let's talk about the future of manufacturing in Pennsylvania. I've toured a lot of local manufacturers across York County. I think that the hardworking folks that I represent would be shocked to know some of the great stuff that we make in York County. Of course, we have the Harley-Davidson plant, and everybody is familiar with that iconic motorcycle. Everyone knows about that. But there are a lot of specialty manufacturers throughout the county as well. Manufacturers that assist with our national defense, entities that manufacture the chips for a myriad of sensors in our personal vehicles. We make it all in York County. So where do you see this industry going, not only in York County, but across Pennsylvania?
Well, you hit on the head a unique thing here. We are a very diverse manufacturing base. Sometimes that's our detriment. We just talked about this at a roundtable last week. If you're in Michigan, automotive is going to drive everything. Now, the good of that is a lot of innovation and a lot of investment occurs from that. The bad of that is it is very undiversified. And if manufacturing dips, we've all seen what can happen to Detroit and Michigan. Here in York and South Central PA, we make everything and we make it everywhere from the two-person shop. I was just in a client recently, only a 30-person shop, and yet they're supporting our defense industry, air, land, and sea in very significant ways. You see everything made. I've seen everything from handcuff locks to food processing, obviously, is a huge space here. We make a lot of things.
Food. Potato chips, distilled spirits, candy. We are very proficient in that space.
So, yeah, we are. And it's those are fun tours when you can get to go on those for
Indeed.
Sure. So I see nothing but positive. I think we're going to continue to expand. I think our access as far as infrastructure. I mean, I know we're a hub for warehousing and logistics because of where we sit. You know, I always hear what 60% of the United States is with one day drive of York. So we certainly have the ability for our manufacturers to get things in. We're one of the largest regions in the country for exports. It's shocking. The only ones above us sit in very large ports. And here we sit like fifth. And, I don't see the Susquehanna as a large port. And yet here we are. So our reach is so vast. So I think it's mostly positive. My message to manufacturers would be you are competing on a worldwide basis. Even you may not feel that way every day when you go into a 25-person shop in York County, but you are. I would like to see the adoption of technology in the manufacturing sector here speed up a bit. I think we're lagging a bit there. And in a worldwide fight for talent and workforce, productivity, efficiency are going to be very critical things. And so I think we can do a little bit better there. But it's great to be able to have a lot of successful businesses that can make those decisions and can lever up and kind of take that next big growth step. Because as we see a push for onshoring and other initiatives, we're going to have more and more opportunities and more of them are going to be right here in South Central PA.
So let's talk about onshoring. One of the things that we hear a lot about, and this was thrust into the spotlight during the pandemic, was the need to make more products in the United States of America. And the concern about our dependency on products from China and other nations. Supply chain continues to be an issue, and that term, again, reshoring, has become a buzzword. Can you talk to us a little about what is happening to, and to borrow the buzzword, reshore, here in the Commonwealth?
I definitely have seen things that were not made here as few as 3 years ago starting to be made here. I think we have to be thoughtful in this. I think it's very easy to use the buzzword, but we unwound a lot of skills and a lot of production and manufacturing over a 20-year period. So it's not a light switch that you'll turn on tomorrow and magically we've brought everything back. So that is, I think, the challenge, but I definitely see the push for it. I think it's a great opportunity for the country and certainly our region to own a little more of our critical infrastructure and things that we make, whether it's antibiotics, whether it's critical parts for everything that flies, drives, and floats. I mean, those are all important things that need to be made. And the more I think we can make them here. Plus, it's going to provide a huge opportunity for different career paths for the next generation. I think there's been, manufacturing needs to do a lot in their own PR to make sure younger folks see the opportunities in manufacturing from the high school graduate to the college graduate and beyond. But hey, the more we're making here, the innovation that will lead from that, that's what excites me probably most is, you make this product, we're sitting at a table that was manufactured. Well, my guess is probably it started off as very flat and now it's got these nice beveled edges and it might have had four legs before and then someone developed a different pedestal. And so you just get constant improvement, iterations and innovation in the manufacturing sector, especially when it's coupled with technology. So I'm excited for it. I just think it'll take longer than probably some people want, but I don't think we should lose our initiative, our faith and our drive to push it forward. And it's going to start from the kindergartners up in workforce, and it's going to start policy organizations like Mantech to make sure that our manufacturers are ready to bring on more and compete and grow.
I think the future is very exciting. So let's talk about supply chain. Is it getting better? Is it getting worse? How do we resolve this problem?
Yes. It's getting better and worse. It depends on sector by sector, area by area, but it is far from solved. I just read the line of ships in Long Beach outside of the port has been reduced from 34 miles to 17 miles. It's like hard to even fathom that. That's like almost from where we're sitting to York City.
And one of these ships is probably the size of a football field.
Oh, way more than that even. Right. So, yeah, it's so we're a long way there. Shutdowns, lockdowns across the world have hurt. I won't get into the policy of that, but it's just a real thing. It's a variable that goes into this. So it's improving in areas. We see our clients struggling. Their inventory levels are up. They've got product ready to ship and they've got, you know, I'll just make up a number. They've got a $10,000 product ready to ship. They've got all the costs sunk into it and they're waiting on a $4 part that's coming from 4,000 miles away. And they used to get it in 6 weeks and now it's 36 weeks. And that's maybe more of an estimate than a promise. So it has real world implications for especially small to medium size manufacturers like that we support because it hurts cash flow, it hurts sales, hurts the ability to get throughput. So yeah, but I think it will. I mean, it is a problem that should over time, if we get back to what looks like a normal world in production, will work itself out. I thought it would be much further along the process than it is now. So from what I hear and see, I think we're still at least a year away from anything that looks like normalcy, at least in the sector that I most touch.
Well, and the supply chain of materials is critical. But what about the people who put those supplies to good use, the workforce? Workforce development, another buzz phrase that we hear a lot about in the state capital. We have a major skilled labor workforce shortage. I think that was true before the pandemic. It's even more problematic today. The legislature has been more proactive in looking at the resources we have locally to help close this workforce gap by prioritizing career and technical education. In York County, we have the York County School of Technology, which cannot be overlooked in helping us address this problem. Last year, I partnered with them, and after working with their team, Dave Thomas and Scott Rogers, we were able to secure a state grant. And it afforded them that opportunity to place a precision machining resource in every school that is part of the York County School of Technology at the middle school level. And this machine introduces high quality computer aided design equipment to eighth grade students to spark that interest in this career path. I think if you can show them what their talents can do when coupled with technology, that the possibilities and opportunities for them and for businesses are endless. So can you give our listeners, especially those who may be thinking of the manufacturing field as a viable career option, what does it have to offer?
It has so much to offer. I mean, let's start with some basics. It's an outsized provider of wages. In York, I believe we're at about 18% employment is manufacturing, which is twice the national average, but we're 23 or 24% of wages. I mean, that gives you what that is. So to start with, it's a place you will be able to have a family sustaining job and then some. It also offers, regardless of where you are, really dynamic and career paths. Maybe you start as a machine operator and, you know, 10 years in, you're running the entire machining department. Maybe you've learned some CAD design. I mean, there's so many opportunities. I think those are kind of fundamentals that, you know, all guidance counselors can talk to students about. But I think the other thing, and this is where I think my passion comes in, the why of manufacturing is so interesting. I mean, every manufacturer we deal with makes something that betters the lives of everyone that touches their product. So when you're in the manufacturing sector, you can go home every day, or that we have Thanksgiving coming up and there's, you know, the whole family gets together. How's work? What do you do? I heard you had a new job. What do you do? I make things to change the world. And you can almost say that no matter what manufacturer you're in. And then at the granular level, the manufacturer you're working for, you can tell a story. My old company, we made things that went into healthcare devices. We made things that went into the grid for power distribution. Anytime there was a hurricane, we would always do some emergency work. And, you know, we would talk about tomorrow there will be power somewhere where today there was not because of your efforts here today. So the why, and I know kind of the Gen Zs, which I have two of them myself, you know, they're and millennials to some extent, which now make up the largest percentage of the workforce. That's very important to them from what I've seen. And the manufacturing sector offers that in spades. I don't think our manufacturers really do a good enough job of talking about that. They get very focused in their business. But the pathways are so dynamic. You're working with technology. You're in clean environments, quiet environments. This dirty jobs, dirty manufacturing plant. You've been in so many. When's the last time you felt you were in a dirty, unsafe environment? They don't really exist anymore. These are great places to work, doing great things. And you can talk to all your friends and family about the things that you help make the world a better place. And I think that's really cool and something we should talk more about.
The opportunity to change the world.
Absolutely.
That's exciting. So exciting. Bruce, I think we could probably spend many more hours going over everything in manufacturing in York County and across Pennsylvania. But I want to thank you so much for joining me today on the program. Bruce, for our listeners, where can they go to find out more about you and your work and Mantec?
Well, mantec.org. So mantec.org. You can find everything about Mantec there. You can find me on LinkedIn, bruce@mantec.org. I'm happy to reach out to me. Any small to medium sized manufacturer out there that needs help in workforce technology, supply scouting, process improvement, we're there for you. We can be a great resource for your business. So you can find Mantec and me there at mantec.org. And that's probably the best place to start. Or stop on down at our office and come in and say hello, and we'll swap some good manufacturing stories.
That sounds like an offer that's too good to resist. Thank you again to everyone for tuning in. My guest today was Bruce Newell, President and CEO of Mantec, the Industrial Resource Center of South Central Pennsylvania. This is Kristen Phillips Hill, State Senator for the 28th Senatorial District. If you have any questions about this program or want to check out other episodes, please visit my website at senatorkristen.com. Thanks again for listening, and we will talk to you again soon.